Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 10th day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Asara B'Tevis. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Chamish Asar, Mishnah Ches. Ha'isha Shehalcha Hi Uvbaila Limdinas Hayom, the woman who went overseas with her husband, Uvana Imahim, with their son as well. Uvo, and she comes for Omra, and she says, Meis Baili V'achakach Meis B'ni. She says, my husband died, and then my son died, and therefore I'm permitted to marry anybody. Nemenis, we believe her. Why? Because since she had a son when she left overseas, that means she had a chazaka that she did not need yibum, because her husband has a child. And now when she says, my husband died first, and then my son, that means she still says, I don't need yibum, because her husband did not die childless. So because of her words, we're not changing her chazaka as a result of her words. And therefore she's believed. And she can marry who she wants. But if she comes and she says, Meis b'ni, v'achakach meis b'ali, if she says, a tragedy happened, my son died first, and then my husband died, which means I need yibum, because at the time the husband died, he was childless. There was no child. The child had already died first. And therefore, I need yibum. That, she's not believed. Ain't in a manis. Why? Because that's changing her chazaka, changing her status from a woman who left overseas. Before she left overseas, she was not allowed to have yibum, not subject to the laws of yibum. And now she wants to make a status and say to us that she needs yibum. No, we won't trust her that. Maybe she, who knows, maybe she's got her eyes on the deceased brother's husband. She wants to get married to him. But we do take a precaution and we say, well, you know, in her mind she says she doesn't, she says that I need yibum. So therefore what we say is, in her words, she's actually prohibited herself to marry anybody until she gets yibum. So we don't trust her to yibum, but what we will do is we'll say, you need chalitza. She will need chalitza. That will get her out of her predicament anyway, because chalitza can take her off the zika, either one of the two chalitza yibum, and that'll be fine. So no matter what happened, chalitza will be the way to go. Mishnah Tes. This is a hamshech, a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and again deals with a woman going overseas with a husband, but without any child. Didn't have a child yet. Nitan li ben bevdina sayam. She went overseas and she says to us when she came back, oh, you've no idea what happened. I got a son overseas. I become pregnant and I got a child. Ba'omra, and then she says, Meis b'ni v'achakach meis b'ali. But my tragedy struck, my son died, and then my husband, which means I need yibum. Nemenis, she's believed. Why is she believed? Because since she had no child when she left overseas, therefore she was subject to the law of yibum. If her husband would have died here before they left overseas, she would have needed yibum anyway, because there was no child. So now, too, she says that I had a child, but then she says that it died. We say, we say the same mouth that prohibited her by saying she had a child, which would have made her, at that stage, prohibited to yibum, also we believe her to mutter herself, to permit herself, and to say, but he died tragically, and therefore I don't need yibum. However, if she comes back and she says, Meis b'ali, v'achakach meis b'ni. If she says that my husband died first and then my son died first, which means I don't need yibum because my husband died with a child, but that child was born overseas, in an MNS, we don't believe her. Why? Because initially when she left overseas, she was a zekukal yibum. If her husband would have died, she would have needed yibum because there was no child. There were no descendants of her husband. She wants to now say that she got a child overseas and that the husband died first before the child, and therefore she does not need yibum and she can give her whoever she wants. That's what she says. No, we don't trust her. Ain't an emanus. So we don't trust her to get out of yibum chalitza completely. But what we will do is, v'choshishim l'dvareha, we are concerned about her words because she said she's osa to the yavam, so we won't get her to do yibum, but we will tell her, listen, do chalitza. V'chaletzas v'lem misabemus. We will tell her to do chalitza because since she's not believed, at least she gives chalitza to take off any zika of the yibum. But yibum, no, we won't let her go yibum, even though she had a chazaka before she left overseas, because she herself says that I don't need to be born. Well, I'm not allowed to be born if a husband died first before the child.